I have the great pleasure of giving you an update on the Persiseed Foundation, but first I'll give you kind of a brief overview on what the foundation is. We started in 2008 as a not-for-profit organization to inform today's consumers and tomorrow's workforce about the significant importance of the seed industry. Our mission is to conduct education, outreach, and communication on the value of crops and food produced from seed. The main goals of the foundation are to attract the best and brightest minds to agricultural fields of study, to teach students, communities, and consumers about the impact that seed-derived products have on their daily lives, to provide improved economic research to illustrate the value and importance of the seed industry to consumers, to increase awareness that the seed industry is evolving and that changing needs in agricultural education programs in plant breeding, genetics, and seed science must be met if we are to keep pace with new global demands, and to create new avenues to enable the seed industry to bring meaningful economic and philanthropic impacts to both the developed and developing world through improved agriculture production from improved seeds. Since our inception, we have taken on a number of projects. Firstly, our website at firsttheseedfoundation.org. Please check it out for specific information that is targeted at students, teachers, and consumers. The educational video that we showed you in January is now on this website, YouTube, and will be aired on public television starting with the Fox Business Network later this summer. We have produced a seed career handbook, which has been distributed to over 500,000 students across the nation. This educational tool for high school's counselors and college advisors highlights innovative technologies, job availability, and showcases industry employees who demonstrate the diversity within our industry. The ambassador program is well underway. Our new website has now the ambassador applications, profiles, and request forms online. If you are interested in being an ambassador for the seed industry, please visit our website and complete those forms. The Firsteseed Foundation will provide you with materials needed such as posters, flyers, a PowerPoint presentation, and this video. We need many people in different regions to help make it successful, so please go online and sign up. We would really appreciate your support for that. The foundation is now undertaking a new education outreach initiative. The objective of this strategic plan is to create a multi-year, multi-layered, and sustainable education campaign that will excite and instill passion in youth for the seed science and technology, inspire youth about future career opportunities within the seed industry, and raise awareness about the value of and impact that seed industry in the global marketplace. At this time, the primary target audience is middle and high school students, their teachers, and their parents. The core curriculum in school science classes will incorporate the foundation's key messages and latest seed science concepts and research. The programs will help students discover revolutionary ways that seed science is creating solutions for our future. They will have opportunities to explore seed science careers in the ways they love via hands-on experiences, interactive activities, and peer-to-peer connections. In order to continue our growth, the foundation needs ongoing financial support from you. In addition to the wonderful education materials we have on the website, we've also made it very easy for you to play a vital part in our success with a page specifically for donors. Contributions can be made by individuals or companies online or directly to the ASTA office. On Tuesday, the foundation organized a third annual sports shooting event held at Prince George's County Trap and Skeet Center. This was sponsored by Incotech, Integrated Coding and Seed Technology, and all proceeds go to the Firsteseed Foundation. Is Tom Bacchus here? Great. Tom is going to help present the awards for the skeet shooting event.
Good morning, and be real brief, but just ask for a minute to have a promo and a recommendation for next year. Related to the shooting event that contributions go to First the Seed, we broke it into different classes this year. And so we have an expert, a novice, and we even expanded into an ASTA staff recognition this year. So first of all, I want to also echo thanking Incotech. So you get a chance to thank Dave Pickenpaugh if you see him tonight or tomorrow. And so with that said, the winners for this year in the expert class is Wayne Vassar. In the novice class, it's Sam Clowett. I hope I didn't mispronounce your name. And for the ASTA staff, it's Andy Levine for most improved and endurance. So. And Okay. So you gentlemen will be receiving a little memento of your accomplishments in the mail over the next couple of weeks. So appreciate everyone that signed up and shot. And again, we intend to do this again next year. And if it's something that interests you, we, again, with the expert and novice class, you don't have to be an accomplished shooter. Still have fun and go for a good cause. So thanks.
Thank you, Tom. That sport shooting event's a lot of fun, and hope you guys can make it out next year in Nashville for that as well. And if you need any more information on the First Seed Foundation, there's a booth outside there. You can pick up some of the pamphlets and check out our website.